there was a wealthy Jewish man by the name of Bar Yochani, who lived in Rome. He was friends with many big, important Roman ministers from the palace. And one day he decided to make a big meal, a feast, and to invite them all to come to his house and to have them over. So he heard that there was the famous Chacham, a Jewish wise man, by the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Yossi, was in Rome. And he said, you know, this Jewish wise man, he learned Torah, he has a lot of great wisdom in him, and knows the right thing. Let me go ask him advice what to do for this feast, for this meal. Because I never before made such a dinner for such big important people from the palace. So let me go ask him what to do. So he went to Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer smiled to him and was very happy to give him advice. And he said that when you invite guests, make sure to make more food than the guests you invited, so they should have enough food. Because it could be that more guests will come than you expected. Therefore, I'm suggesting for you to make 5 extra meals. Meaning that if you wanted to invite 20 guests, 20 people, make enough food for 25 people. If you wanted to invite 25 people, make enough food for 30 people. So Baruch Yechani thanked Rabbi Eliezer and went home. And he said, you know, I know that Rabbi Eliezer is a very wise man, and he learns Torah, but I don't think he was right what he said this time. I think I know better. Enoch, do you think he could know better than someone who learns Torah?
No.
Oh, for sure not. But listen what he thought. He thought like this. He said, I know because I'm a rich man, and I made a lot of meals before, and whenever I invite people, usually some of them don't show up. I mean, one person's sick, one person not in town, one person has another excuse. So if I invite 30 people, there will come less. Maybe 28, 27, who knows what. If I invite 25, will come a few less. So he invited 25 people, said, I'm not going to make 25 meals or 30 like he said. I'll make 24, one less, and it'll be fine. And you'll see that there'll be plenty of food. Let's say 23 people come or 22 people come. It'll be fine. So he told his cooks, all the people working in his big fancy house, make a lot of meal, a big feast for 24 people. And he invited 25. Came the day of the big meal, and to his surprise, all of them came, all 25. No one was missing. And he said, I only made for 24 people. What do I do now? But he realized, said, you know, at least, one thing at least, when I told my cooks to make food for them, I told them to make big amounts, big portions, because, you know, important people, you gotta be very fancy. And part of the way being fancy, you give them all a lot of food. Even though I don't know if they could eat it all, but you give them a lot of food. So let's say if he had a fleish, a big thing of fleish for everyone. So maybe, I don't know how he cut off a little piece from each one or something, or if there's vegetables, a lot for everyone. So take out a little bit from everyone's portion, and you put it together in another plate, and here, you have a 25th one. Everything looks fine. It looks just like the other ones. So first it was enough from all the main foods, but there was one of the dishes that was missing one. Now, being that it was such a fancy meal for these important people, he didn't just serve, like a regular supper. He had to serve, 10 times the food, I don't know what, maybe more. So one of the vegetables, one of the little things, small things that he gave for everyone, one of the little vegetables, he only had 24, didn't have 25 of them. So he figured, listen, there's so much food on the table, and so many different types of vegetables. One of the vegetables is missing, I'm sure the guy is not going to notice. I'm sure it'll be okay. There's so much other food. But the Roman minister who was missing that one vegetable, he did notice. And when he saw he was the only one missing this vegetable, didn't get it, he got very angry. And he turned to the host and he said, is there a reason why You're not feeding me like everyone else? You don't like me or something? Why didn't I get food like everyone? And he tried to calm him down and said, I'm so sorry. Listen, you're a very good person. I really respect you. We like you a lot. One thing's missing. Can I give you another fancy flesh, fancy piece of meat, or another different yummy, delicious fruit or vegetable, something else? And I said, no. That thing that everyone has, give it to me. This is an adult screaming away like, I don't know what, 2-year-old screaming loud. And he's trying to calm down. Oh no, what do I do now? So he brought out for him like a big piece of gold. I said, here, please take this instead of that one vegetable. That's a thing of gold. Hey, better than a vegetable. And this Roman minister said, took it, and he threw it back at the host. Said, what do you think I am? You think I eat gold? You think I need your money? I'm richer than you. I don't need your money. How dare you not serve me the food? How dare you do that? And he was screaming and screaming, and it made such a big commotion, a big tumult amongst the whole meal, and everyone's watching this, that people are not enjoying the meal. There's a big fight happening here. This guy is all angry. So instead of Bar Yochani, this person being all happy and proud, oh, he's being so nice, all the ministers making a meal, now he got a big embarrassment. And why did he have this embarrassment? Because he did not follow the advice that Rabbi Eliezer gave him. He said, make more food. He said, I know better. Come on, I'll make one less. Okay, he regretted. He felt very bad. How come he didn't listen? So the next day, Bar Yochani went back to Rabbi Eliezer and said, you know, embarrassed, Rebbe, here. Listen, I'm so embarrassed what happened. Maybe I shouldn't even tell you, but I'm going to tell you. I didn't listen to you, and I got in big trouble. And they ruined the whole meal because one of these ministers had a tantrum. Oy vey, what happened? But I want to ask you something. Listen, I know that people who learn Torah, they know everything. Hashem tells them the secrets. But tell me, did Hashem tell you exactly how to make a meal for Roman ministers? Is that like one of the things you learned in the Torah? I thought you're only learning, I don't know, I know you learn a lot of things, but you learned in the Torah how to prepare a meal? And Eliezer said, yeah. From the Torah, Hashem teaches us everything. We get to know every single thing in the world. There's nothing that's not in the Torah. If someone knows the wisdom of Torah, he knows everything. So how do you know from the Torah? What did the Torah does it say? I always made meals, and I never thought you had to. You know this from the Torah? Where? I said, I'll tell you. There's a story in the Torah how David HaMelech made a meal for the general Avner, all the men with him. And in that story, it says how David HaMelech made extra food, more than he needed. So anything you need to do, you need to look in how it says in the Torah how to do it. Because this Bar Yochani said, I'm already a rich man, and I made so many meals. I think I figured out how to do it. A person thinks he figured it out, even for doing a lot of times, he does not necessarily know everything, know the truth. Only from the Torah we know that. So he learned his lesson and said, okay, even if I think I'm so smart, I think I know everything, I should listen to what the Torah says. It'll be a lot better off for me.